This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli fighter jets struck Houthi military targets in the area of Hodeida port in Yemen on Saturday, the Israeli military said, a day after a drone launched by the Iranian-backed group hit Israel's economic hub, Tel Aviv. Angela Johnston from Reuters reports.
As the Gaza war continues, Houthis have been stepping up attacks against Israel and Western targets, saying they're acting in solidarity with Palestinians. Fighting between Israeli forces and Iran-backed Hezbollah militia in southern Lebanon has been escalating, too. On Saturday, Iran's foreign ministry condemned the attacks and warned against the escalation of tension. As for Saturday's strike, a Houthi military spokesperson said forces would respond and, quote, not hesitate to strike vital targets of the Israeli enemy. For his part, Netanyahu called on the international community to increase pressure on Tehran and its proxies, the Houthis, Hamas, and Hezbollah, all as he prepares to travel to Washington, where he's due to address the U.S. Congress.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. 8.5 million computers running Windows were affected by a faulty update from CrowdStrike. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Some transport providers, businesses, and governments still getting online, with air travel seemingly hit the hardest. CrowdStrike says it was a bad line of code and sent out a fix. Kieran Martin, former chief executive of UK's National Cybersecurity Center, predicts this will not be a one-off.
We're going to have to get used to stuff like this happening for quite a while to come.
But says as technology evolves, the trick is to design out these flaws.
You can look at how they're run, how they're configured, how they're architected, how they're regulated, how they're incentivized, and try and learn from some of these lessons.
Meanwhile, CrowdStrike and officials warn of scammers, fake